You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about.
Virtuous Optimist Podcast with your soul sister Chaz, and I got a very, very, very special guest here with me today. It's a cool, mellow hip hop rapper, Lake Charles native, and BT's Freestyle Friday champ of LA. His name is Jalen Musa. That's a dope last name too. I never heard that last name before.
Yeah, I was trying to be unique as possible and try to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, so that's not your...
That's not my actual last name.
Okay, no. Okay. Jalen is your first name?
Yeah, Jalen is my first name.
Okay, cool, dope. I can dig it. Yeah. So where Musa comes from?
Comes from Mansa Musa, the Mali emperor.
Mali.
Arguably the richest man, they say, to walk the earth.
Wow.
So, of course, look him up.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, has a whole lot of history. Just things that he done. Not only just being known for being rich and wealthy, but just taking care of the community, and even from a political standpoint, he had a lot of power.
Okay.
Or whatever. So there's a lot to look up on him, though.
Yeah. Got it. Yep. Sure will. And you seem like, just based on your music, it seems like you're very, I guess for the lack of a better term, is conscious, and you're very aware of current events and politics and spirituality and all that stuff. So this should be a cool, interesting episode. I do want to acknowledge the fact that I haven't been on for a while on the podcast. I want to acknowledge that. So it's been a while. I went through a move. I moved to another part of the town, which is amazing. I like it where I am. I'm in West Adams area.
I just got a new apartment. I'm going to leave the floor wet. Walk around this beach naked. A nobody can tell.
Long live Lil Panther. Jake, one of my friends, my really close friends, passed away last month. Yeah, so it was a major loss for everybody. So I just want to have a moment of silence for Jake. Peace and love.
El sábado ya solo empecé a notar.
All right, give thanks and praise to the Most High for this gift, for this platform to be able to share with my loved ones and musicians and artists and anybody that's that has a God-given talent to be shared. I definitely consider myself a vessel, so always want to give thanks. Of course, we really want to get to know who Jalen is. You may or may not have heard of him. He definitely has a story to tell and a really cool journey to dive into some projects. He performs live, like I mentioned, he's BET Freestyle Friday champ of LA. So we definitely want to talk about that because I do have a segment. It's called Show Your Naked Skills. It's my freestyle segment. So what I do is kind of similar to Sway in the mornings. What is like the seven fingers, five fingers of death.
Yeah.
So I pretty much give you like, you know, I switch up the beats. You know, I probably do like seven beats or something. And then you just vibe with it. So I usually make the mix and I shoot it to you and you record. Send it back to me.
Send that through.
Perfect.
Send that through.
And definitely. I kind of got a little taste of what your vibe is as far as what you can vibe to.
You came out to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
So
man.
you kind of know my vibe.
For
so
sure.
Send the beats
for
through.
For sure. So I got you. I got you. Perfect. So what I want to jump into is an icebreaker. I always like to kind of just break the ice of the show.
Okay.
This is a different one. I haven't done this one before. So
what it is,
we have a conversation. We're going to have a conversation, okay. And you have to answer using my last word as your first word. So my last word has to be your first word.
Okay.
In the icebreaker, I wanted to kind of combine incorporate the show topic into the icebreaker, which is Dominion.
Okay,
so I'm going to start off the icebreaker.
This game sounds like it's going to be fun, and it sounds like I'm going to mess it up.
Well, you're going to practice your listening skills.
All right.
But you freestyle, so you're going to be...
I freestyle, but I feel like I'm off my game.
You do? Okay, all right. We'll see. All righty, so we as humans have dominion over all creatures that move along the earth.
Earth is a place that man tries to manipulate and run.
Run? So he runs it as if he's dominant over everything?
Everything on Earth, yeah. He runs it and he tries to impose his will on it. He tries to dominate.
It is dominated, so... We're in the shit that we're in now.
Now we're in some shit to where, especially us being black, we have to try our best to dominate more. to where we can continue to prevail and continue to carry the torch in which our ancestors, the ground that they paved for
us. Us as black people, how do you think we can do that?
I think we can do that by first exploring within ourselves, self-love first.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we attain that confidence, I think that everything else shines bright. But I think that it's about, once you do get that confidence, okay, focusing on some things, I guess as far as like spiritual, economics, many things to where our community can be more self-sufficient.
Sufficient as in having the loot?
Having the loot, which makes me think of Biggie, give me the loot, definitely gives me a rhythmic feel that makes me want to go home and write this cipher verse or get done with this cipher verse that I have to finish by tomorrow that I'm actually wearing an LSU shirt in.
In this cipher, is it in LA?
LA, it is in LA.
We fucking a game up, but it's all good. This is a icebreaker that helps you to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Gotcha. I like that, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty dope game. I would like
So we want to jump into Jalen Musa. Jalen, tell us about your origin. Well, first of all, we are both from Lake Charles.
Yes.
Which we didn't, I don't even know how I got, I think I got onto you through some brothers in Long Beach.
A word?
Yeah, Captured by Gwen, their photographers.
I follow him.
Gardo, man, they gonna kill me for forgetting Eddie. Christian Owens. He's a rapper out there. I interviewed him on the podcast. Yeah, and he sings. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that was the link. So it was weird.
I think I seen you and I seen you and met them the same time. It was at a show, I think, in Long Beach. Somebody, it's a girl that's over something called Something Society. Or something?
What is it called? Soul Cypher.
Something like that.
You were there?
I was there.
And I met you?
No, you didn't meet me.
Okay.
But I seen you.
Okay, you saw me.
I'm good with faces.
Okay.
If I see your face, so
dope.
So when I seen you was from Lake Charles, I said, I seen her before. She was at that spot. But I actually met them that night. But I didn't perform. They performed.
Right.
But they must have seen, once we followed each other back, they must have seen me freestyling, or they must have checked out my music.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how they would have known.
That, right.
Right. Because I didn't perform.
Right. Yeah, so, I was like, because I don't recall you performing.
No, I didn't perform.
Okay, that's tight. Yeah, that's tight.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah. So we're both from Lake Charles and never saw each other, met each other, any of that. But, I mean, that just goes to show you how...
small the world is.
Exactly. So, tell us a little bit more about your origin, where you're from, your musical background. Start off there.
Yeah, so I'm from Lake Charles, but I actually... from Cameron. Mm-hmm. I was raised my first 15 years in Cameron, and after Hurricane Rita, I moved to Lake Charles, but I continued to go to the same high school, so I just drove like 30 miles a day down to Cameron to go to school. Come up, my younger years was raised in the church, like a lot of us was.
You sang in the choir too.
Sung in the choir, definitely done that. Didn't like it as much when I was younger. Well, actually, when I was super young, it was cool. The older I got, I eventually kind of got out of the choir.
But I'm pretty sure you can appreciate it.
100%.
At this point of you being a rapper.
A lot of the music and, like, my nervousness and being able to kind of pipe it down easier is based on me singing in the choir.
Yeah.
Sports was definitely a big, big deal in my life coming up. I couldn't see myself being anything but an NFL player. I actually didn't start rapping until, like, 22 years old.
You know, and I, like, so you've been, okay, so you say you're 29, so that's 7 years. I want to say I saw, like, an interview or read something that you had only been rapping for, like, 4 or 5 years, so it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, so pretty
much. That's very surprising, by the way.
I pretty much, like, maybe I started, like, messing with it, and me professionally, definitely haven't been 7, but just me, you know, just rapping.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was 22, 23 years old, and then eventually it kind of grew legs, and now we're here.
Yeah, that's dope. And like I said, I know that you being in the church choir, that is some great foundation for you
100%.
As far as, you know, what you do now. Soul music, which obviously rap and hip-hop falls underneath that too.
Right.
It's derived from the gospel you know, and the church and stuff like that.
100%.
So it's like you have an advantage over a lot of people because some people just
then
create music.
Then being from the South, too. And I went to a Baptist church, too.
Oh, so y'all was really...
right.
Y'all was really doing it.
Right. So
that's dope. That's dope. So you can continue.
Yeah, but come up. Then eventually I went to college. Tried football. That didn't work out. I couldn't find out what I really wanted to do. So from that 19 to early 20, in the early 20 stages of my life, I was just going with the wind.
That's everybody.
Having so many different majors.
Yeah.
Couldn't really find what was my purpose. And, the hip hop part started, I think, with, coming home, in the summers.
Mm-hmm.
And we would play with the music, with the little mics and stuff like that. And, you know, I maybe got a couple comments that they liked what I was doing with the music a little bit. And I think the more and more that people told me that, it kind of made me, like, stop and pay more attention to it. Like, envisioning, wait, is this what I could possibly do?
Right.
So I got on some weirdo shit and, like, really went home. I actually went from Lake Charles to Cameron to my parents' house, like, locked myself in a room in the beginning of, like, me. Was, like, literally just reading books and, like, studying words and stuff like that. Like, some caveman stuff. Like,
yeah.
And just, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, can you be a rapper?
Right.
I was so young trying to do it.
Right.
So And then eventually, I just built up my skills without people knowing that I actually did music.
Yeah.
And then so when I came out, I could already, to an extent, like rap already.
Yeah. And like going back to you saying that you read a lot of books and you kind of just, I guess you were trying to expand your vocabulary.
Yes.
Or, yeah. And your knowledge of, yep, of just everything.
Right. Everything.
Yeah. That, I mean, because as a rapper, it makes sense for you to want to do that so, right, that you can, I know there's metaphors and all kind of stuff that you, you know, can use when you know stuff.
100%.
You know, I met a guy, I know a guy, he's like 90 plus, and he said back when, like, for his
like 90 years old
age,
plus?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a,
yeah,
blessing.
For sure, always. Yeah. But he said when his mom was coming up, he said his mom and his grandmother were really smart, and he said they only had three books. They had a thesaurus, a dictionary, and a Bible. So you grew up in the church, you sang in the choir, yep, you started rapping, what'd you say?
Football, did that, did the college thing for, mm-hmm, about 8 years, mm-hmm, just bouncing around, trying, mm-hmm, to figure out who I am as a young man, mm-hmm, and eventually I landed on rap rock.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Now we here just trying to propel the vision and turn it into a reality as much as possible and just live the experience as much as possible. You know, just,
yeah,
trying to become... Just try to become a black god in its highest form is what I'm doing.
Right.
So that's what brought me here.
Okay.
Where I'm at right now.
And I hear you say, you know, black god, and you can refer to yourself as God and, yeah, others as God. So what does that mean to you when you say that?
It's the concept is that no matter what you believe in,
mm-hmm,
if you do believe in some type of source,
mm-hmm,
if you're the source is also you.
Right, it's like, if,
yeah,
I'm made in his image, then,
yeah,
refer to
you,
me as
then,
such.
Right, that,
okay,
it would be like saying that you're not a piece of your mom.
Right.
And she's not a piece of your grandma.
Right.
Then,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like, if you're a part of that light, then,
mm-hmm,
you're a light as well.
Right, right.
It's not possible for you not to be a light.
Right.
You know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
It wouldn't,
yeah,
even make sense.
Right.
Like, no, I'm not a light. Okay, well, then how do you,
mm-hmm,
make it make sense for,
mm-hmm,
me then, you know?
Right.
So that's the concept. So when I see black woman, black man, you know, that's a god to me. You know what,
yeah,
I'm saying? That doesn't mean that it's the god. Like,
right,
oh, I can do all type,
right,
of
flood, right,
flood the ocean or something, or flood the cities or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people take it literal.
Right.
Like, or I think especially where we come from, people are not used to hearing stuff like what I,
exactly,
say.
Exactly. That's why it's so surprising to even hear you,
yeah,
have,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
type of terminology, using it that way.
When I go home and I talk like that, they like, what? Cause
usually, they probably,
you go,
think
you
like
the
an
East
atheist
Coast,
or something.
But, right, but if you go to like the East Coast, you hear that. Like, you on the East Coast, you,
yeah,
hear people,
you do,
talk like that.
Because Nas would talk,
right,
like that.
Right, what up, God?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wu-Tang and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You go, when we come up, they like, what?
Yeah.
So now it's so funny, like, on like my social medias, people from back in Lake Charles, they like, that's how they talk now to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, what up, God? What
that,
up, God?
That's
once they realize that I'm not meaning it in an offensive way.
Right.
It's like, oh, you just saying,
yeah,
it like, yeah, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If we are part of that type of light, then,
yeah,
I'm that light. Why,
right,
can't I want to exude myself just like the person that you praising?
Right, yeah.
You know,
you made,
man,
in his image. I mean, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, I guess, my interpretation of it is,
yeah, most definitely,
is what you're saying. Okay, cool. But yeah, people do take stuff like,
oh,
that literal.
Man. Especially the older generation, like,
yes,
my mom and them, they're like, wait.
Right.
But what's funny is I actually love those conversations.
Yeah.
Like with the older generation.
It's
because
important.
It's,
yeah,
it's already a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, to me, sometimes the older generation, like, well, we've been here before, so we know. And,
mm-hmm,
it's like, but you wasn't 25 in 2013, though.
Right.
So, like, consider that.
Exactly.
You're 65 in 2013.
Exactly.
So, it's a different, people interpretate certain different things when it comes to all of this stuff differently.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I do believe, like, our generation, we just want to be free.
Right. Yeah.
Like, no matter what, we want to know, we want individually, I feel, to just be like, okay, this is for me, and if you're going to judge me, then I can only rock with you for so much.
Exactly, exactly.
We're a very free-riding generation.
I feel like living in a place like L.A., it opens your mind up to different people.
Right.
as far as like Louisiana, they only it's only black white,
right?
You
right.
know,
a little bit of Mexican,
right?
Know.
You know, so it's nothing other than that. So to see right. different people of different cultures and different backgrounds, you're able to be open minded about that person's religion or what they believe in,
right.
and who's to say that what they believe in and what is wrong,
right. you know? So, right.
And if it's working for you, power to
right.
you. You know, like
right.
you know, what's working for me
right.
is working for me. What's working for you is working for you. So I can't, you know,
you
right, because of what you believe in.
Right. That's interesting because you come from Lake Charles too. So it's always, that's what kind of caught me when
yeah.
I was like, kind of seeing your vibe. I'm like, damn, she from Lake Charles? Because just what you just said, like how I'm speaking about like black man, God, da,
yeah.
da, da, da. When I go home, it'd be like, when I, if I ever like even encounter somebody that's like not even just on some black man God, that, but that's on something that's like thinking outside of the box
mm-hmm.
a little bit, it's like, are you from here? From here?
Right. right.
Like you was raised here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's a lot of closed mind.
For sure. Mind. And what it did to me too, and probably to you too, but what it did, it made me feel like anything outside of what we were taught there was bad or
yep.
negative or wrong.
Yep.
And it's like, I'm not even educated about that. I don't
right.
know anything about that.
And
but
it makes you, and also, like, the more and more you learn, it's like, it challenges what you've learned before, and it makes you feel, like, antsy to
mm-hmm.
learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're, like, the more, because
sure.
we, as, the more and more that we become adults,
yeah,
you meet
you
different people.
Exactly.
You learn, read different books
mm-hmm.
that I, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that part tugs at you that your parents taught
mm-hmm.
was that. And it's like, you got to fight that because it's like,
mm-hmm.
but why? Why can't that
right.
be that? You know?
Right.
A lot of us
right.
go through that, I think,
mm-hmm.
As young adults, like being outside of that structure
mm-hmm.
and always being taught this is that, and that
mm-hmm.
is that. And then when you like come across these books or these people, you have to like kind of like be real with yourself and say, don't judge.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
the only reason you're judging is because of what you was taught.
Exactly. We fear what we don't know.
Yep.
Like we, or we fear what we don't understand.
What
you find yourself unhappy, you know,
you
not being able to live amongst different people who have, you know, different beliefs and different lifestyles than you.
Because
that's just like somebody who's pro-black not liking somebody that's white.
Right.
But
right.
you live amongst these people.
Right. Right.
And not
right.
to say that pro-black people don't like white people, but
right.
it's just an example. Or if you, or if someone's gay and you don't like you, you know, you don't like gay people.
Right.
But it's like, but we live with these people every day.
Right.
So what you gonna do? You gonna right. be mad every day?
Right. Nah.
Look at California. Look at California. It's the same old groovy feeling. Keep all that meal alive, love alive, and everything there is so good. Look at California.
By the way, this is season 4, episode 21. So let's talk about this BET Freestyle Friday Champs LA. I mean, that's like a huge accolade.
Definitely was a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah.
What was interesting, I seen it bouncing to the cities before it came here.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, you got to, I think somebody might have reached out and like, yo, you should do it or whatever, or something like that. And I just, at first you had to spit like a 16 or something
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, tag BET.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they invited me, I was like, oh, okay, or whatever. And then I was pretty confident with going in as far as winning it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got there, you know what I'm saying? it kind of sped up, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, because even though I was like confident, I was like, you kind of go into stuff like that, you really don't have no expectations to an right. extent. You right. like, I'm just gonna it's do this just tonight. For the look or something like yeah. that. I was just like, I'm just gonna do it because I rap. You right. know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
when I actually won, I was like, oh, okay, you know, let's do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So and you know, went into that whole weekend, the BET Awards, and mm-hmm. Went to the championship round and,
okay.
and lost. And definitely was thankful for the experience, though.
It was for it was sure. pretty dope. So dope. What's the time frame for all this? When was this?
This was probably sometime around this time last year.
Oh, this was last year.
Yeah, this was last year.
Okay, so this is fairly recent.
Yeah, this wasn't too long ago. This was last year. The whole last BET Awards.
Got it. So and yeah. so because I know that like 106 and Park used to do Freestyle Friday, so this yeah. is something totally
yeah,
different.
Yeah, this is something totally. They brought it back, but they brought it back in a like in a weird way. It wasn't like weekly. Like remember how it used yeah. to be 106 and Park weekly?
They just and brought it like, back. You was battling almost.
Yeah,
like, I saw the video. Well, you well, it was just you.
Well, right. Well, that's actually that's what I didn't like about it. Like
right.
the guys that we battled at the end. Like it was four of us. Mm-hmm. So there was a winner from New York. And there was a winner from Toronto, and there was a winner from London.
Okay.
We all went against each other. First, I battled the guy from London. Mm-hmm. I won. And then the New York and Toronto guy battled. But we didn't battle. We just, like, went out on stage and rapped to the crowd.
Right.
And then, so pretty much, the guy, the London guy went, rapped on stage, like, but he's coming with bars. Got done, then I went out and rapped. It ain't like we was like battling.
Right.
And I didn't like that because it's like, I done seen battles, you know what I'm saying? And I'm exactly. not even a battle rapper, but I know enough to like, this ain't even a battle. And,
exactly.
You know.
And I will feel you would get your adrenaline rush and how you feel and how you present with this person standing in front of you.
Right, right, right. Well, what was interesting when they told us how I was going to go, I'm like, well, what y'all remember 106 and Park when people was battling?
Right.
Well, actually, people was even battling the music. They had us do a cappella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. We just was just rapping to the crowd or whatever. And but once you get put in those situations, you really don't have time to reflect.
Yeah.
So when it was like, this is how we doing it, I was even thankful that I won the semi or whatever the round is before the championship round, because I was like, I don't know how well, you know, I'm a do
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But when I got to the championship round, I was like, here goes nothing, because I never... I'm a music composer, so
okay.
I never battle rapped a day in my life.
Right.
People just think I do it because I do so many freestyles
exactly.
and all of that. They think
yeah.
that I just know how to rap well. I'm not
okay.
a battle rapper. Like, I know cats that, like, people don't know battle rapping, there's a structure to that. Like,
right.
you really got to know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue how to battle rap.
Right.
I just
okay.
know how to write to music. That's
okay.
why when people hear me freestyling the music, they think, oh, you can battle rap. It's like, nah, I'm a musician, and because you have a beat on, I'm able to rap well.
Yeah.
Because I'm a musician. So.
Right. Yeah, so, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was thankful to even be in the championship. I'm like,
yeah.
I'll take the look.
That's fire. You so know, how long you rode that wave? Like, how long? Like, what was the perks? Like, what was that?
I think after that, I think people kind of looked at me a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Wave, maybe 4 months. But I think that
okay.
it's a little... It might have a little echo to it.
Yeah.
The fact that I won here.
Mm-hmm.
I think back home is probably a little more serious as far as the wave. Like, that somebody
yeah,
from Lake Charles
sure.
is a BET
yeah.
Freestyle Friday
and
champion.
And this was on TV and everything.
Right, this is on TV and being from where we from. But I haven't been home that much.
Yeah.
So I think back home is more serious than what it is here. Because
mm-hmm.
out here, you do one thing...
And
somebody else doing something next day, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So it's really about just continuing just the, of course you cherish those moments, but it's like, what's next now?
Right. Yeah.
So, that's
yeah.
pretty much what my mentality was. Okay. So how can I pivot off this
mm-hmm.
and, okay, what's next? I created an album,
mm-hmm.
Try to, you know, create a tour
mm-hmm.
soon or whatever. Just, you know, just try to figure it out.
So as far as you being a championship, like what are, is there any type of like rewards that they give? Like, oh, I'll link you to this producer
nope.
or I'll, none of that?
Even it's the just... winner, the winner got to perform before the BET Awards, and I was there, and it wasn't like the BET people were sitting in there, like, to me, and it ain't even me, like, to, like, air BET out, but it wasn't. I didn't really know what was the, like, I guess the winning of it would just be like you just won. But I've seen things where you win, you get the producer, you get this, you get that, you get
you
that.
You would think.
Yeah. Even the winner, he didn't get.
So this was just for TV, pretty much. Just for entertainment just for purposes.
I think they might have brought it back based on the nostalgia of what BET Freestyle Friday used to be.
Got it.
Yeah, we found that out pretty.
Okay.
Pretty much.
And then, I mean, my next thing was freestyling, but you pretty much kind of just talked about that already. It's like you're not a battle rapper type of, like, go off the top type of person.
Never been that, like, never, actually.
Yeah.
I just, you know what I'm saying, I've always been a writer.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I do so much rapping,
yeah,
people think, like, oh, you could just do that. It's like, nah, I just write music.
Right, yeah. I mean, definitely based off of, you know, like, social media and all that, it definitely seems like that you're that freestyle type of dude.
Right. And so, the thing about it, I do go off the top.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, some people think I'm a battle rapper.
Right,
They don't know, like, oh, you got albums?
Yeah.
You got EPs?
Yeah, they don't think
that.
You do more
than
just
that.
Yeah, they think
I'm, like Loaded Lux or something like that. Like, people that actually, like, battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
I've never battle rapped a day in my life.
Right. Got it. Yeah, you don't look like a battle rapper. If they could look anyway. The Birth EP. I actually, whenever I got on to you, your music, found out about you, I listened to the Birth EP. Mm-hmm. I always like to talk about, like, certain songs, like my songs of interest is what I call them, mm-hmm. on the projects and stuff. But the two on this project was Forget About Me and King. For the Love. I think that was, like, the last two on the EP. So I really dug those. The Forget About You tune, that reminded me of Kendrick Lamar's Mama track.
On what album?
On To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes, I can see that.
Was it To Pimp a Butterfly?
Yeah, I think Butterfly. That's my favorite Kendrick album.
Because I was like, man, this sounds so familiar. Like, it vibe. And I'm like, it sounds so familiar. And I was like, it's a Kendrick song that I'm thinking that it sounds like. So I went and looked on Kendrick's album earlier. And I was like, yeah, this it right here.
Yeah, you're not the first person I think that's told me that. That's interesting.
Yeah, about that tune?
Yeah,
it reminds me of that. I don't know, maybe it's like, I think it's your cadence of rap in that song.
It's interesting because that whole EP, I recorded it in a weekend, and my voice is dang near gone through the whole thing. So
for
I'm like drinking honey and like, all right, play it and record. I flew back to Lake Charles to record the EP. We did it in 2 days and I just flew back.
Dang. So who produced and engineered all that?
Jermaine. He's from Lake Charles, but he has ties. I forgot where he has ties at, but he's from Lake Charles. He went to Bar.
Okay.
And he was my engineer when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him used to bounce ideas off of each other. He has a hand in a lot of my style. We always talked music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll say he has a hand in a lot of my confidence. Like, he was the guy that I would bounce ideas off of a lot with the music or whatever. So I didn't feel comfortable recording it with nobody else.
And then
when I got to that, the more time that I spent here, I was like, I can't fly home and do this album. So I found somebody out here to record the album.
On the EP, what song stands out for you? Like, what song on there means a lot to you?
I think Forget About You.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
So I think you talked about your brother.
Yeah,
you
my
talked
brother,
about your grandmother.
Black women.
Yeah.
That song is probably easily the best track to me on that on that EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the song.
Well,
most
between
come up,
and For the Love.
Like For the Love.
Yeah, between the two, I would have to.
You know what's interesting? Like, For the Love is either love it or hate it. Like, I know some people that can't stand it, and some people like.
It's really not that complex. You just gotta try to live right. Keep your circle tight. I mean, you know how this thing goes. This thing called life. We just do what we do, you know? Turn the music up high. This for the love. This is for you. This for the love. Put your L's in the sky. This for the love. Put your glasses up high. This for the love. Be your own lamp. Stop seeking another's light. Be your own man. Stop seeking another's life. You want the bling. You got the rims costing more than a car. I get get it, you want us to see, huh? You smoking weed, huh? You want money, diamonds, and rings, huh? You selling keys, huh? You just wanna be on TV, huh? Moderation is the key. A lot of us think success brings joy, it's the other way around, see? I lost myself in the music, eventually found me. Now I'm like Harp when I brainstorm, I'm flamethrowing. Luke Kane's home, I formlessly changed forms and joyously came on, I was born to arrange poems. I'm not one of these artists here, the next day he's gone. I wanna seat at the table like I'm Solange. In fact, I move like the mob if you leaving this with no option. Take your pick, I'm back in the flesh. Your savior's here, woolly hair and all, it's the God, don't try and cross him. The harvest in his greatest, I know you back where these bars been. I done reached a new level clearly. Only job is to get you niggas to fear me. When you evolve into a higher self, the road seems lonely, but simply shedding energies that no longer match the frequency of your destiny. It's the type of shit we on, you know? Just vibing out. Turn the music up high, this for the love. This is for you, this for the love. Put your L's in the sky, this for the love. Put your glasses up high, this for the love.
As an artist, it kind of has you not knowing whatever. But I know as far as like Forget About You, that's usually like the song that people come up to me about. Mm-hmm. Or like once I perform it and stuff like that. That's why I did it that night when you came to the show.
Yeah, and I hadn't doubled back to that, to the EP. So when you played it, I was like, it vibe. And everybody in the audience, like people, I don't know, I don't know if that was your people on side of me, but they was going hard. Like the crowd, like really jumped when you performed. But I was like, dang, like I wish I would listen to the EP so I could enjoy the song a little more. Oh, so that made
you think, like, wait, I ain't hear this, because you said you told me you was going to hear the album.
Yeah, because I had been listening to the album, the Almighty album, and I didn't double back to the EP until today, this morning. So I listened to it all this morning. That's dope. It's one of my favorite new joints from that new Flying Lotus with Jordan Clinton, Burning Down the House off of the new Glamour album just released recently. Before we go into the album, I want to talk about your creative process.
Okay.
So what you got to have first? You got to have a concept. You got to have a nice beat, melody.
Cocaine.
Freestyle, write down. You got to smoke. You got to blast the music. What you doing?
I probably got the dumbest process. Like, the fact that I live here and I'm like, a lot of my music is wrote while I'm moving.
Okay.
In a car.
Okay.
Because I'm always going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be when I first started rapping, where in Lake Charles you didn't have much to do. So once you get off work, you can just write music.
Exactly.
You ain't going nowhere. Right. Unless you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But being here and kind of like my career kind of heating up a little more, well, not like heating up way more than what it did in Lake Charles, I'm kind of always moving around. So sometimes I am at home writing, and pretty much all I need is all I need is the beat, and I need maybe a hoodie.
Yeah.
It can't be cold in the room.
You don't like to be cold?
Nah, if it's cold, I'm done with anything. I don't care.
For real.
What we doing.
Like, you can't do anything if you're uncomfortable, and being cold is uncomfortable.
I can't be cold. So if it's warm, I'm the type of cat, if it's warm, I still might put a hoodie on.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that in LA.
Like, literally what I got on like this, I kind of need this type of stuff to write.
Yeah, you need to be comfortable.
Yeah, and I'll just reflect on the beat. Mm-hmm. I'll reflect on what the beat says. Mm-hmm. What does this sound like? What colors does it sound
like? Like, what mood, what vibe would somebody
I'll
get
start
from
imagining
this?
Colors and stuff. I'm like, I'm kind of weird in that way. Yeah. I might not be weird to other artists, but I just know me personally. When I hear the music, I try to like give the music this like virtual reality type of vibe in my head. Like turn the beat in a weird way to like a person in my head. Mm-hmm. And like let the person in my head, which is the beat, like tell me what to do, and that person will be like a colored person that don't have eyes or lips. Mm-hmm. I like try to like take my brain to a whole nother level.
That's cool. Sounds like some trippy shit.
Yeah, like some shit. And I ain't on nothing doing it.
You should do a video like that.
Right, but like, and I don't be on nothing doing that shit. Like but it's like for me to like get as creative as possible, I'm like, today when I start on this beat, I want the beat to be a girl that's pink with lime green hair with no eyes, yeah, no lips.
Yeah.
And I just want like a light to beam off of her body. Mm-hmm. And when the light hit my body, mm-hmm, I'm gonna know what she just said to me, but she didn't speak.
Right. And that's then, a fire. That's fire.
I know that concept is kind of crazy.
It is. It is crazy, but it obviously helps you to make a song feel like one and not a beat and a rapper.
Right. Right, but if it's like some hip hop shit,
yeah,
I'm picturing like Timberlands,
yeah,
on a New York corner,
yeah,
a hot dog really spilling all over my hand with a big Sprite in my hand. Maybe I'll picture myself like 250 pounds,
yeah,
Biggie sitting on the corner like
that's fine.
Doing some beat. Like, I'm really like, I don't know. I just don't like just go straight in.
Right.
It's just like kind of preparing for a meal, kind of wash your hands. Mm-hmm. That all of that little stuff that I kind of gave to you just now is, mm-hmm, me like kind of washing my hands.
Got it. That's cool. I've never heard any creative process that sounds like that. But I'm pretty sure once I continue to interview people, I'll hear some different stuff. So
yeah, but that's cool.
As far as your beats, because a lot of your beats are really mellow. Mm-hmm. You'll hear some bass here and there, but it's super mellow. So that's your vibe. That's what you usually go for. How you choose beats?
I think by some bass, but some melody.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be too fast, because, mm-hmm, I want to be able to articulate myself. Mm-hmm. My most important thing is to convey a message.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a melodicness about some of it. And then some of it also just want to get in my hip hop bag.
Yeah.
So it just depends. It's like the weirdest mix for me. It's kind of like if Jay-Z, Nas, and J. Cole had a baby.
Yeah.
Sprinkled some Kendrick.
Right. Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like, it has to have space to where I can move in between the snares without, mm-hmm, me seeming like I'm like just doing too much.
Yeah.
Like the sample can't be like filling up the beat can't be overproduced.
Yeah.
And but what's interesting, sometimes I'll record a song and I'll realize, man, this is overproduced, and, mm-hmm, I might scrap the song.
Yeah.
So sometimes I don't know. I'll go in thinking that something is something, and I get on the back end of it, and it's not what I thought it was.
Right.
Sometimes,
yeah.
So
when you say overproduced, in what aspect?
Like, of course, you're gonna have a snare, you're gonna have a kick, but now you got a trumpet here, a damn some other instrument. I don't know what that is, mm-hmm, and there's no space for my voice to fit in properly.
Yeah, in the pockets.
So it just,
yeah,
sounds like I'm over a bunch of noise,
mm-hmm,
and it's like, it's like my soul get noisy, like it,
yeah,
just gets,
yeah,
you know, yeah, what I'm saying. So it's just a bunch of instruments, or it could just be that whoever produced it, the instruments are not properly set,
yeah,
into like, no, that instrument should be there, and, mm-hmm, it shouldn't be that long, it,
right,
should just say doop, you know,
right,
what I'm saying, here in that,
yeah,
space you got that instrument doing that. So it might just be that, but that's pretty much what it is. Like, soon as I start with a beat, I reflect and I see space, and I say, okay, well, where's the pocket?
Mm-hmm,
what,
mm-hmm,
is this beat telling me to do?
Mm-hmm.
How fast is this beat telling me to rap? What is, yeah, it telling me to say?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just pretty
to be on. Continued. Before I let you go, though, I'm going to run your smooth, nice, funky, soulful playlist of mine. And then I'll shoot out a playlist to you guys. So stay tuned for that. I'll also detail the artists and the song titles underneath the info of the podcast. Stay tuned for part 2 with Jalen Musa on Virtual Doppelganger Podcast. Sunday, June 23rd. We chopping it up with Jalen Musa about the Almighty album, a whole lot of black power, and we're going to do a lyric annotation. That lyric is, just to keep you guessing, voodoo runs in my bloodline, don't tell me about no damn devil. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. Peace and love, y'all. We out.
gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out. Cancel him and let him go. Yes, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Town chilly,
tell my mama I hit a lick.
Tell my mama I hit a lick.
Mama, I hit a lick.
Mama, I hit a lick.
Fall off in this bitch, I ball off in this bitch. My comments hit the floor, you call off in this bitch. I threw 100 more, you stall off in this bitch. And then I find my nose, so call me in this bitch. Cinos, Binos, Pinos, all up in this bitch. Man, y'all not in this bitch. Y'all are not familiar, y'all are immigrants. The law not in this bitch, I...
Fuck the op, no competitor. Got it to it with my bitch last night. She was right, but I had to get at her. Two rock bands and they dance on my waist. Hit the face, that's the editor. I don't take pics on a jet, little nigga. This shit regular. G5's all in my backyard. Sit your booty pools in the nosebleed. And my pockets holding big protein. Big, big protein.
I leveled up past 5-5. Your favorite rapper, Desperate Housewives. Play with me, get your chest ties. Milk them all till I'm satisfied.
Getting far for strategize, switch the flow, cause I know niggas like identity theft. Or you got like me,
say less.
Or you pop like me,
say less.
Mask keep a nigga
in check.
Swag keep a nigga
with check.
Tags on my
slide to the left. Take a little step, a slide to the left, slide to the right, slide to the right. When your penny to the side, I be in it all night. Got it. Slide to the left, slide to the left. Take a little step, a slide to the left, slide to the right, slide to the right. When your penny to the side, I be in it all night. Got it. Got it.
There must be a reason. control of. Don't let the static drown us. You're in control of how good you're. I know love. I can't get a signal. Maybe I'm too cheap, or maybe I'm too broke for set up.
Just as soon as you get home to pacify my